Hello everyone. Lovely to see you all. Hello Trish, Nathan, Olga, George, Patrick, Holly, Malcolm, Frank, hello Manoj, and John.
Hello.
Lovely to be with you. So, in order to gather here together as this one presence, we don't need to carry the past. We don't need to know anything about that which we are. So, we meet in this complete not knowing, this complete openness. Now, which is not in time. So, in the now, in presence, as presence, there is no separation. We are always meeting in the now, we are always meeting in presence. Before you download a story about yourself or a story about your experience, all is well and complete as it is. Being it is, being is, and non-being is not. Your entire experience is a validation of being. Is not about your life, about the world, about your culture, about your body. Your experience is an ongoing validation of being. Not being somebody, not being good or bad, but the pure being, pure awareness. before you say, I am this or I am that, you say, and you know, I am. I am is the peace. I am is the freedom. I am is the totality. I am is the sufficiency. When as soon as you add, I am somebody, you have entered into the sense of lack and the sense of limitation. You experience yourself as somebody, as a limited self, and you experience the world around you and others as separate from yourself. None of which is true. But because you give importance to your feelings, you make the imaginary, you make the illusory appear as true. And so you suffer the illusion of separation in your feelings, in your body, in your belly. And then you spend the rest of your life struggling with the feelings. Without any success. You imagine that the freedom of being depends on the world. Depends on your relationships with your family, with your friends, with your co-workers, with your neighbors. You imagine that freedom is conditional. And because you do not have the courage to drop this illusion, you live a subject to the world, subject to the body, subject to the mind. So can you become utterly silent and still? not moving away from something or towards something. Can you be silent and still? So that you are not a subject to the stream of thought and the stream of feelings and emotions. Thoughts and feelings appear to you. They appear and disappear instantaneously. What power do they have over you? What power does a cloud have over the wide open sky? Why make yourself subject to thoughts and emotions, bodily sensations? What if you do not define yourself or view yourself in any way whatsoever? Not as a man, woman, mother, son. Not to view yourself in any way whatsoever, in this moment which is not in time. How about letting the bygone be bygone? So that every moment is a fresh moment of being, of presence, of awareness. Not an ongoing me story. Why are we not content with I am? And we'd rather be content with I am this or I am that. Because as soon as I am this or I am that, I have to defend, protect maintain this and that. But I am doesn't need to defend and protect and maintain anything. There is no issue with phenomena, thoughts and perceptions and events in the world. Like there are no issues with clouds appearing in the sky. But believing yourself to be immortal entity, believing yourself to be somebody who's subject to conditions, that is the misery. It's illusory me that we're so busy protecting and maintaining and safeguarding, cajoling. Unending and unending whining, illusory me. Whining about this and whining about that. But the moment you are not defining yourself in any way, here you are as this aware presence, effortless presence. Filling the entire realm with presence. Nothing lacking, nothing too much, so we remain as we are in this moment, not knowing, being not knowing. Beingness is sufficient unto itself. It does not need to know anything as if it is lacking any knowledge. Everything you're protecting is illusion. That which you are, the reality of consciousness, needs no protection. So you must decide. Which game do you want to play?